views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Love Living Radio, Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Emily shares the power of living your life with love and loving the life you live. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com. That's LoveLivingHolistics.com. See you next time. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Love Living Radio. I am your host, Emily Perkins, and I am joined tonight by the lovely, luscious Caitlin Brush. She is a goddess in her own right. I'm so excited about our conversation tonight. I'll just be totally honest. It has been a day. It has been a week. There's so much going on right now. I'm about to leave for Costa Rica for a retreat. And I was so excited to have this grounding moment to just kind of stop and have a really yummy conversation with a woman that I love. So Caitlin and I know each other. I'll let you tell how we know each other, Caitlin, but I'm so excited.
Me too. I'm just like so pumped to be here and to be talking to you and your community.
I know. Lucky them. Lucky us. Lucky me. Yeah. So Caitlin, you're a business coach. You work with women. You weave Ayurveda into your practice, which I think is so fascinating and actually totally intrigues me about like how that works and also like the yummy energetic side of that, and gets me super intrigued. But would you like to tell everyone a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Definitely. I'd love to start with how we met, because I feel like that was the beginning of my journey and my activation in really embracing and embodying the person that I am today. It was 2 years ago? Is it that long ago? I remember I was looking for a coach. I felt the call to get my certification, and I had never been coached before, and I was feeling really lost. And I basically had my own marketing company, but I wasn't fully embracing it. And then I had my own business as a yoga teacher, and I also was like, this is great, but I'm not sure. And so I just needed some guidance in order to bring it to the melting pot and, you know, really alchemize all my magic. And that's how you and I got connected. And you were my first coach. It just warms my heart to even think about that.
Oh my gosh. Me too. Me too. And I miss you all the time. Like, I love my clients, but I like actually really miss you sometimes. I want to know what's going on in your life, you know, because I'm lucky enough to watch some of it on social media, and it's so cool to watch the way that you've just like blossomed and started sharing yourself with everyone. It's so beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah. And I feel that that's a space that we're going to be going into tonight, is talking about just blossoming and how it can create this ripple effect in your entire life. You know, it's not just that I became a business coach and, you know, my life is great because my business took off and I feel great and I'm helping people, but it's that my relationship to myself and everybody around me, including my clients, has been so fulfilling, and not just for me, but for everybody around me. And so I'm really excited to talk about that, but I guess I should start with what I do.
Awesome.
So Ayurveda, for those of you who are listening and unfamiliar with Ayurveda, I'm sure you know yoga. And Ayurveda is the sister science of yoga. It's a 5,000-year-old medical science, and it looks at your unique genetic blueprint in order to understand how to help you stay healthy, help you stay balanced and in alignment with yourself. And it's not just the physical body, but it's the mind and the soul as well. So both of them are, you know, functioning at this higher level. Not really higher level, but like the full potential of who you are capable of being. And I bring it into business coaching because, one, so many entrepreneurs are under the idea that we need to hustle and that if you haven't burned out yet, you're going to burn out eventually. And you have to do all this stuff in order to succeed rather than just recognizing that you have this infinite potential inside of you. And if you tap into that, instead of working against your energy, you work with your energy, and all of a sudden things start to flow in a way that it's almost like you're not doing anything because you're just being you and you're making a positive impact on the world. And that's my message. That's what I do. I help women do this, create their big visions and bring it to life.
Yum. Create the big vision and bring it to life. Yeah. And I honestly didn't even know like the genetic side of Ayurveda, which is really interesting and fascinating to me actually. So what are, just for the people who don't really understand, what are the doshas and how would you explain them?
Yes. So the doshas are, to put it simply, they are, there's three of them. There's Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. And they are the genetic makeup almost. So we each have all three of those within us. And actually what the doshas are is they're each made up of the elements. So Kapha is earth and water, Vata is air and ether, and then Pitta is fire and water. And so like when you look at me, for example, I have red hair. Clearly I have some fire in me. I talk with my hands a lot and stuff like that. And so it also will let you know that, you know, from the science side of it, that that person is going to have a really good digestive system. They can metabolize a lot faster. They can digest food faster and more easily. And they can also digest thoughts faster and more easily. And so it's not to say that somebody who's Pitta is going to have the greatest memory, but that they're likely to have a really good memory, or, you know, just not even a good memory, but more so like on point. They're very organized, they're very strategic, things of that nature. So you can understand things about the body as well as the mind and like your natural tendencies if you are actually looking at your dosha. And so the best way to do it is to see how it applies to you. So anybody who's listening, go ahead and go to like lifespa.com or banyanbotanicals.com and take a dosha quiz. It's D-O-S-H-A, and see what it has to say about you and start learning by learning yourself.
I'm totally going to do that. I always thought that I was Pitta, but I don't actually think I am. It's so funny. And I've never done a full mulligan. Is just wanting to get in on all of this Ayurveda talk. Can't help
it. Mush.
He is. He's so cute. And I can't say no to him right now because I'm leaving and I just like want to, he just wants to be near me and I want to be near him. So he's joining us for tonight. but I am
down with it.
You're okay with that? Okay, good.
Yeah, totally. Actually, if you could put the camera right on him.
I know. I thought about it. I was like, everybody pretty much probably just wants to see him.
That's how I feel when I record things and I have my cat in the room. I'm like, I know they're all looking at the cat.
Pretty much. They're just so cute. Oh my God.
You would probably be a Pitta Kapha.
Ooh.
That would be my assumption. So we have all three within us. And that's the other piece about the doshas is that when you're born, you have a specific makeup. It's like you're pure. That's exactly who you are. You're centered, you're balanced, everything's just right. And then throughout life, it's like we are exposed to different things. We eat different things. We develop eating habits that might not serve us. We, you know, develop actual habits and hobbies and things like that, that don't fully serve us, you know. And it can even go for like a child who goes into a certain sport and that sport's not right for them because they're a kapha and they're not a pitta, or, you know, it can go for so many different things. And that's what Ayurveda looks at, is that it's your entire lifestyle that can dictate whether you're in balance or out of balance. So when you take a dosha quiz, you're going to see that it may have, like, today you're vata pitta, and today you're pitta kapha. And it's actually, what it's saying is which dosha is at its highest at that point in time. So it can be a way of telling if you're in balance or out of balance with your natural state.
Mm. Is there one primary one that you normally are, but then, like, you obviously, your energy shifts and changes all the time. So is that kind of like the differences that show up?
Yes. Yes, totally. And so that can also be not just your own lifestyle, but the seasons. Or, you know, if you lived in a cold place for a long time and then you decide to move to the jungle of Costa Rica, the environment is going to affect you. And so that can also be a piece of it. Or the time of day can be, when you're really, really in touch with your energy, you'll notice, like, I'm more sluggish at 3 p.m. and this, that, and another thing. And so it's the times of the day, it's the seasons, it can be the weather. Literally everything is medicine. And the same thing with medicine, if you're taking the wrong medicine, you're not going to feel as good as if you took the right medicine. So it will bring you out of balance and imbalance in that way.
Mm, I love that. Everything is medicine. And the thing that actually brought up for me was around what we're talking today, around relationship to relationship. And we pretty much have a relationship with everything, you know, like, yeah. Energy is, or everything is medicine. Like, we have a relationship to everything. Like, I have a relationship to, like, this sweater. Like, I have a relationship, obviously, to Mulligan, but, like, we relate to everything. The air we breathe, even, or the way we breathe. So it's interesting to think about, like, everything can be medicine, especially your breath. But I love the concept of, like, seeing our experience of life as a way of relating, like, how we relate to things, people, energy, seasons, and getting really clear on, like, what that is for us, so that we can be really clear and powerful here, so that we can be clear and powerful there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Powerful and always. Because, you know, and I talk to clients about this kind of regularly, because there's, especially, I draw in very spiritually connected people. And so there's this idea that we have energy vampires. And I get it. I totally get it. And I'm totally guilty of having this perception that, oh my gosh, that person's an energy vampire. They're going to steal my energy and da da da. But it's your energy and it's your power. And so no one can take your power without your permission, because if you are as powerful as we all understand, you know, we understand how powerful we are. I don't think there's that many people who don't realize that the human body, that this existence has infinite possibilities, you know? And if that's the case, then your power is always within you until you decide to put it into another place. Your energy is within you until you decide to fixate on something somebody else is doing. And that's how you decide, how am I going to relate to something?
Mm-hmm.
What is my relationship with relationships?
Mm-hmm. What's my relationship with my own energy or to my own power? That's one of my favorite questions, actually, in almost any coaching session, is like, what is your relationship with your own power? You know, because we so have a relationship with how we view our power or powerlessness, if that's where they're at. And I love that you said that about energy vampires, because it's a thing that I talk about all the time in trainings with empaths, because there's this little bit of a victim mentality when it comes to empaths, like, oh, you know, like, someone's just taking my energy, or I'm taking it on. And I always say the same thing. I'm like, well, they can only take it if you give it, if you're willing to give it, and you only take on if you choose to take it on. The choice is the thing that creates the power. And it's such a great tool for empaths. And it's a really powerful way of relating to your own energy, to be like, I am in control of my own being and my own energy and my own power. I can give it and receive it and take on and give as I choose. Mm-hmm. It's like so simple, and it's such a game changer.
Yes. Yeah. And there's this word, I believe it's sattva, and it means a comfortable seat within the self. It's the expression of a balanced state, a comfortable seat within the self. And, you know, I feel like that really relates to this acknowledgement of our own energy and how we relate to it is, are you allowing yourself to sit with yourself? And are you giving the time and space to feel comfortable there? And it's a hard question. And I totally acknowledge empaths and people who are on this journey of understanding their infinite potential, because you have to understand the yin and the yang. You know, you have to understand that you can give your power and you can also amplify it, right? But being an empath and being sensitive, that's a superpower in my opinion. That's a gift. Yeah. And so the victim mentality is like, it's so challenging because it's like, I feel like it's almost the stigma that if you're an empath, you are a victim to the energies and the emotions of other people. But I feel like that's a way of oppressing these people who are incredibly powerful and can change the world. So let's empower the empaths.
Yeah.
Empath party.
Woo. Oh my God. Yes. That's one of my missions is to empower the empaths, because it's so true. Like, it is such a gift and a superpower, and it's so funny. And I kind of see that, like, there's a correlation between this and women also. Not women empaths, but like a certain mentality of like, okay, you see the power in this. So some part of society creates it so that like, you're crazy. Like they do that with women, or you're weak with empaths, like you're weak and susceptible and you take
it's
on. Yeah. It's essentially just suppressing power, like natural innate power. 'Cause women have such a beautiful innate power. Yeah. Oof. That gets me all sorts of excited. My brain is like, ooh, all sorts of ideas are popping up around that.
We got like chills, but also like brain just going wild. It's a huge topic. And, you know, women who empower women are changing the world. And I feel that we're seeing that more and more, people accessing their power and showing up with that in every way possible, right? Because when you create that comfortable seat in yourself, it doesn't matter where else you go and sit. It doesn't matter if you're on a subway with a bunch of angry people. It's, you know, and it's not to say like that I'm perfect and I can sit on a subway and hear somebody screaming at their child and not get upset, but it's that I am not going to lose touch with myself, my values, and how I want to show up in a room.
Yeah. I just had this conversation with, it's somewhat similar with, my mastermind group with my most recent coach, and she's brilliant, like cuckoo balls brilliant. And she was talking about how we it's different and the same, how we relate to money. And we always think that like, or not we always, but sometimes some of us think that like, once we have this, then we're going to be different. Or like, if we don't have a lot of money, then we in our being are less than. And the point that she was making, which is kind of like about what you're talking about really being able to sit in and with yourself, is that like, no matter how much money you have or don't have, your wholeness, your being, your essence is always going to be the same. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be a different person because you have more money. Your characteristics may change. Your circumstances may change. Your physical life might change. But like, the essence of who you are doesn't change whether you're sitting on a subway with someone screaming at their child, or you have $10 to your name, or $10,000 million to your name. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's the essence of it, I guess, is what I hear and what you're saying is really that, like, that relationship to ourself, that first primary relationship, is the foundation for all of it.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. You know, and it's when you really look at it, how we feel about money, or how we feel about our business, or our parents, our friends, our lovers, our enemies, even, all of it is a reflection of you. Mm-hmm. It's a reflection of you. So if that's the case, then don't you want to make sure you're looking at the, like, into the best mirror possible, and you're constantly seeing, like, your hair is blown out. No, but really.
I love that.
It's just download I just got. It's really, get that message.
That's juicy. Seriously. I think you should say that again. So if every one of your relationships is a mirror, don't you want to look damn good in that mirror? Is that basically what it is?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm like looking at my hair right now. My hair is like insane right now. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm going with the wild woman today. That's my reflection.
Yes. It's sexy. Rock it. But really, you know, we should glow no matter what we look like. We should glow because of how we feel. And how you feel is that reflection, because your emotions are an expression of you and what you've learned and your subconscious as well as your conscious mind. And it comes from, like, our understanding of the world around us. And our understanding of the world around us comes from our experiences and what we've learned and what we've taught ourselves and ingrained in ourselves. And so if you're going to really sit with yourself and feel that bliss in this unlimited amount, you need to be able to recognize everything that comes up for you and recognize that it's not a reflection of the person. It's actually you reflecting back to you, an unhealed part of you that is looking for some love, looking to be paid attention to, and start to observe that and ask yourself, why? Mm. And is this my essence? Is this who I really want to show up as? Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's such a powerful concept when we're talking about relationship. Whether it's a relationship first with yourself, but like if we're thinking about relationships with friends or family or a partner, you know, that like the triggers and the little buttons and the little things that get stirred up for us are just a mirror back. And like this kind of happened. I'm going to give an example. So
I was thinking of one too. I was like, man, I have a lot of stories about my stories.
Right. Oh my God. So I have admittedly been like super, super stressed over the past couple of weeks. I have never been this busy in my entire life. Every minute of every day is filled with work and moving and planning and creating something. My current partner even told me that in my sleep, I'm talking like I sleep talk. And some of what I'm sleep talking is like me talking to a group. I'm like facilitating in my sleep. I'm literally working 24/7 right now. And with that, I'm like trying to create and be conscious of my balance, but it just, the circumstances are what the circumstances are right now. And I reached my max the other night. Well, I've reached my max a bunch this week, but I had one moment where I was just like, I'm so effing stressed out. And my partner was like, hey, do you think you could do this, 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 and this for me? And I was like, oh, did you not hear what I was just saying? I'm so stressed out. You have to ask me that. And my own stuff got stirred up so hard. And what I saw was this recurring lens that I have, that I have to do it all, and men don't know how to show up for me, and I am the one all the time. I'm always the one that has to do it. And it's so totally my stuff. so totally a lens, and it's so totally how I create relationships sometimes, especially when I get triggered and when I'm not taking care of myself. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Major mirror. It was really powerful.
Yeah. And it's that like comeback time of, oh, this is not how I want to show up. I don't want to be screaming right now. I don't want to be angry and upset. Like, nobody does. But it's that comeback time of being like, all right, where is the story coming from? Because I need to reel it back.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah. And I texted him and I was like, oh man, this is my stuff. This is what it is. I'm really sorry. And I also had a need in there. I was like, and I would also really love a little bit of support. And for me, sometimes all that is someone being like, babe, you're doing a great job. You're killing it. I'm here with you. I'm so proud of you. You're doing great. Cause my primary love language is words of affirmation. So literally sometimes that's all I need. And then, you know, and then it's like, oh, okay. So like, I guess the opportunity in that is to, one, like, own what's mine, apologize, and then also maybe see if there's a request for a need in there somewhere too.
Yeah. And that's so important to use your voice in those situations. And what I'm hearing in that is basically that recognition, like, oh, this is my love language. This is what I need right now. And it's okay to ask for that. In fact, it empowers both of you, because then he's like, oh, I can give you that. I can tell you're doing a great job. No problem. Mm-hmm. And now you're both freed because you decided to free yourself from your story.
That's beautiful. Yeah. It's such a win-win. It's so great. Okay. So we are going to take a very quick break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to chat a little bit more about relationship. I can't wait. Thanks, everybody. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You are listening to Love Living Radio, and I am Emily Perkins, your host and life coach and lover of all humans. And I am joined today by the beautiful Catherine Brush. Hi.
Hello. So excited to be back and dive right back into it. This is a juicy conversation.
Mm-hmm. I'm loving it. I know. And then, so we were chatting a little bit on the break, and we were talking about like where we wanted to go. And Catherine, you brought up soul contracts, and especially for whatever reason, with this Virgo super moon, full moon that happened yesterday, I feel like that is a really cool, it's a really cool topic. I don't even know why, like in conjunction with that just kind of like intuitively came through, but I would love to hear what you've got on soul contracts.
Yeah. Well, I think I know why it intuitively came through. We're on the same frequency right now, Emily.
Go figure.
So, Chiron, I think, shifted also when we came into that full moon, and Chiron is the wounded healer. And so it kind of talks about like, what are your wounds and how can you release them? And so it's that release of the stories like we were talking about before the break, and how, you know, we were talking before the break about how we tend to relate to people through our own lens and sometimes project our stories onto them. And the thing about healing is that we kind of need a trigger for that call to action. There are very few times that we can make huge transformations in life without having anything that provokes it. And it's kind of bittersweet, right? Like, man, can't my healing just be like fun and comfy and have confetti thrown at me every time I do it?
I love that visual. I went into the wound. Confetti.
They have those like little whistle blowy things that you have, like 4-year-old birthday parties.
Full blown party. Full blown 4-year-old party when you go into the wound.
Full blown party. You healed your karma.
Oh, that's awesome. Honestly, though, like that's how I feel about it sometimes. And I was talking about this in my last show with my old coach, and she was talking about like the willingness that I have to go into this stuff. And I was like, because although it's challenging and it hurts sometimes, the freedom and the excitement and the beauty on the other side is like confetti in your face. It's just awesome.
Yeah. One thing that you said to me, I think it was before we even started working together, was treasure hunting. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget it, because that was the moment when I was like, whoa, self-development is the bee's knees. Like I'm going to feel so abundant because I'm going to do so much treasure hunting and find so much gold inside of all that darkness that it's all worth it.
I love it. Yeah. It's such a switch of the lens from seeing our own stuff and our own darkness as bad and scary and the stuff we don't want to look at to these beautiful little treasures that like make us so rich.
Yeah. And it's liberation. It really is. And, you know, in relation to relationships, you know, it's actually probably the best gift that you could give yourself and your partner, or anybody in your life, your family, your friends, is that ability to really just show up and be like, I got my shovel. I'm ready to dig. Right. It's funny because I started seeing somebody recently and I got to this point where I was like, oh my gosh, I'm projecting so many stories right now and like making it mean something about me, making it mean something about him, that none of it was actually there. And so I brought up the conversation to him. I asked him, like we had just started seeing each other. So I was like, what's going on here? and then the next day I was like, so I have to own something. I actually asked you that because I have a story that I'm like really hard to date and like men are afraid of me because I'm a businesswoman and I do like, I know myself and I'm strong in myself. And he was like, okay, that's good to know. But it's the ability to show up to the space and be like, listen, this is, you know, before it starts to become a problem, just notice it and acknowledge it and be like, oh, this is my story. And now what's underneath my story? Because it is not about this person in my life. It's about my life. It's about my own existence. And, you know, people can come and go. Like, that's the reality. You know, you can be married for 20 years and get divorced, or you can be with somebody that you think is the love of your life and they dump you next week, right? Like, to honor the fact that what you bring to the space is actually meant to be transformed, that in a relationship you are seeing that reflection and that you can change your entire life from it, is so crucial. And not to like totally skip past soul contracts, but to acknowledge that a soul contract is basically a lesson that you're meant to learn in this lifetime. So the perfect example is dating. It's like you wind up dating the same person 1,000 times in different forms. And it's like, oh, this time he's really tall. And oh, this time he's doing the same thing, but in a different way. You know, he's not showing up for me. And now it makes me feel like I'm too powerful. Or, oh, he's showing up, but then he's talking about himself. So he's intimidated by me because I'm too powerful, right? Like, you can recognize a pattern when you actually start to look at what's coming up for you as a projection of your own story, rather than making it mean something about somebody else.
Yeah. A projection of your own story rather than making it mean something about somebody else. That is like the power switch. And it's also this amazing theme that keeps showing up over the past 2 weeks in pretty much all of my coaching sessions, which is ownership. And it's like, can we fully own our stories? Can we fully own our own lenses in order to fully show up in relationship clear and from a place of ownership, so that it's not like we're pushing, because I have that same lens. I'm way too powerful for men. No guy knows how to be with me.
And it's like, I said it to him. I was like, you know, it's a good thing and a bad thing. Because if you're, you know, if you're an entrepreneurial woman, you're doing this because you know that there's like a powerful change that you can make in the world, that you can make somebody's life better through the work that you do. And that's what you do. That's what I do. That's what drives each of us to move forward. So it's like, yeah, if you're going to be intimate with somebody, you have to recognize that you need to be, you need to have standards, right? Mm-hmm. Like you can't just like allow somebody to come into your life that's going to reflect a lesson back to you that you're not actually observing and taking ownership of and transforming, right? And that's not to say that you should let people into your life that are not respectful of your dreams or anything like that. It's just that how you relate to that is so important, because in order to access your full potential, you need to heal that soul contract that's giving you this story. Mm. Right? That story, if I keep living that, I'm going to be alone for the rest of my life. And then if I'm alone the rest of my life, then there's this, I always tell my clients, like, you have all these different cups. So yes, you want to fulfill your goals in your business. But if you're not fulfilling your goals in like relationships or, you know, your joy pursuits, then you're blocking yourself from abundance in that respect. And if you're not allowing yourself to receive self-care and you're putting all this work into your business, you're also not going to receive clients. Mm-hmm. It's a two-way street, right? It's like you give and receive in all relationships. And if you're blocking yourself from receiving in one area, you're also doing it in every other area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's such an awesome point for what we're talking about with relationship to relationship, because how we relate to one thing is usually how we relate to all things. So if we're creating a story around relationship to money, then it's an abundance. Like that's a great example of abundance. Then most likely that same block is going to show up in your abundance with love, because money is love. And so, which is a totally different concept than most people think about money, you know, like it's a flow of energy and love. So if we're blocking love in one area of our life, like say by thinking, you know, and blocks can be those lenses, those little perspectives, you know, like if it's something like my favorite ones are men don't know how to love me. And I own this. I know that this is my shit. I know it's also,
I'll just like raise my hand for that one. So you go ahead and keep listing. I'll just be like, yep, that's me. That's me.
Yeah. Men, they don't know how to love me. They don't know how to show up for me. I'm way too powerful for most people, but also definitely for men. And it's such disempowering bullshit sometimes. It's also beautiful. Like you said, there are parts of it that are like, you know, there, and that's the other thing. We're never like completely essence and completely survive ourself. We're always a mix of both. And so many of our lenses are also a mix of both. So like there's an empowering part that says, you're super powerful. That's awesome. And then there's the disempowering part for my survivor self that says, oh, you're too powerful. People don't know how to be with you. Men can't handle you.
I love the way you have like your pointer finger arguing with your other pointer finger.
I know. They're like my eyebrows. I also talk with my hands.
It's that pitta, right? But it's like, it brings me back to that Ayurveda side, because the point of studying your doshas is to understand yourself and how you do show up, because you're pitta, like you're pitta and kapha. That's what I'm saying. You know, I obviously haven't done a study on you, but
I believe you.
There are certain things that I'm pretty confident. But it's like, you have this ability to access this gift, and not every person is going to be like a really dedicated go-getter who's going to be entrepreneurial and create success in her life and success in other people's lives. So like, yeah, you kind of have to protect it a little bit, right? Because there's going to be lessons that come up in your life that if you don't recognize your power in a positive way, or if you recognize it in a way where you're like, I'm just too powerful and too awesome and I can't be around other people, then you're going to be experiencing a lot of lessons that are going to be like, hey, like, find the balance.
It's so true. It's awesome. And I think like just the awareness of it, like for me, like the awareness of that story and the silliness of it and like the humor around it, I'm like, oh, okay. There's that story. I know you.
Yeah.
And it allows me to kind of work with it a little bit. But it's so fascinating how like those little, and that brings us right back to like our relationships, our relationship with ourselves, because the awareness, the noticing, the going treasure hunting, like the understanding of who we are allows us to like show up in that ownership when it does happen and be like, oh, there's that thing. There's that lesson. There's that thing that I, you know, that lens that I know I have. And like soul contracts, you know, like it'll keep playing out as long as we don't see it. Mm-hmm. You know, like if it's flying underneath the radar and we don't give it consciousness, and we don't give it awareness, which is power, then it'll just keep playing out.
Yeah, I love that you said going underneath the radar. I always think about it like when you start to become the observer, you can kind of be like a drone over the ocean. And so you can see the surface level. But what if you like upgraded your drone so that it can be a submarine and you dive in and you dive deeper and you see what's happening in the undercurrent? It's, you know, that undercurrent is carrying weight the entire way. It's carrying stuff with it. And so if you track it back to the beginning of that current, where it started, where the roots are growing from, then you can uproot that story that's repeating in all these different areas of your life. And it's like, you know, this is kind of like the me being super like vulnerable and humble by sharing this, but I started recognizing like if I'm showing up to relationships with men with this story that I'm too powerful and I can't show up here, I'm not appreciated, you know, like I feel like the odd one out, then going into my business right now, I'm hosting the Soulline Business Academy, and it's a group of women and they are so incredible. Like they just blow my mind every single week. And before going into it, I realized that I had this story of I'm not good in groups and that I don't know how to like act in groups. I'm better with like really intimate containers. And, you know, if I were to show up in my group coaching program for these women with all my stories and project them rather than just own my story. Like I've told them my stories before and they're like, what? You think you're not good in groups? Like you're coaching all of us at once and it's amazing. And I'm like, thanks guys, I appreciate it. You're so sweet. But could I really hold space for somebody? Could I hold space for another woman's transformation if I'm coming to the space with the same story that I'm going to male relationships with, right? Mm-hmm. And recognizing that that's a disservice, not only to myself, but to all the women that I'm here to help. Mm-hmm. Taking ownership and responsibility. Like, this is my energy. And it comes back to where we started today with the empaths of somebody's taking my energy, somebody's controlling my energy. No, you rule your mind. No one can walk through it with their dirty feet unless you open the door for them and let them in, right? That is your power. And you have to own that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's so powerful. It's so powerful. And it is like I loved what you were talking about with, I mean, so many amazing visuals. I love the way that you talk because it's always like a picture. It always creates like, and I remember this from when we were working together. It's so beautiful. I love how your mind works.
Thank you.
It's so awesome. Like I love the drone and the submarine and it's just like, you take us with you in it. It's just like so flipping cool. But I love the vulnerability, and thank you for like sharing that story around being in groups. I get it. And I also love that like the connection between like noticing that coming up for you. And like, I guess what I hear in that is the like unique ways with which we show up in not enough. Because it shows up in so many ways everywhere for everybody, and how that then translates into many different kinds of relationship, whether it's romantic or in a powerful leadership role. But like, we're never not going to have fear. We're never not going to have doubts. We're never not going to have stories. And the power is actually in owning them, is like seeing them so that they're not just playing out automatically under the surface, but like seeing them and owning them and being like, okay, hey guys in my group, I'm just going to own this. And in that owning, I'm sure the other people were probably like, oh man, I feel that too sometimes. You know, like there's so much power in ownership, not only for ourselves, but for everybody, yeah. Especially in relationship. It is like, and I've talked about this before, about my divorce, actually, that I think one of the things that allowed us to go through that initial transition with so much grace and love was because we both showed up in full ownership of what was ours. Mm-hmm. You know, not blaming and being like, you did this to me and this is why it's ending because of you. It was very much like, okay, I love you. This is what I'm bringing to it. And this is why it's not working. And, you know, mm-hmm. how do we move through this together? So, you know, life shifts and a lot happens, but I think, ownership is like one of the biggest tools that I walked away from in any relationship, whether you're going through challenge or it's beautiful and blissful.
Yeah. Ooh, I got so many chills. That was beautiful. Mm. And the thing that I heard is, I think it's from Abraham Hicks, is this quote. Ooh, I can't quote the whole thing. It's a pretty long quote. My forte is creativity, not memory. And I take full ownership. The quote begins with, "Tell everyone in your life, my happiness depends on me, so you're off the hook."
Mm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love her.
It's you free somebody. You completely free somebody from your story when you own that and you say, like, all right, I came to ask this new guy that I'm dating, you know, what is going on? Because I'm afraid that I can't trust myself, or I'm afraid that I'm wrong and this is the wrong person for me, that this person isn't going to help me live my fullest potential. Like, if I own that, then what have I done for him? Because now he's off the hook. Mm-hmm. Because I'm just showing up like, listen, this is my stuff. Right? And it's like, I'm not allowing it to weigh me down. I'm not allowing it to hold me back from exploring this space. But I'm also not going to misplace it and put it on somebody else. He's off the hook. All he has to do is show up as the person he is. And it's a gift. You know, think about that gift that you gave your ex-husband, you know, that you give your partner now. When you own your stuff, you're showing up and you're like, this isn't yours. So if I project it, I just want to give myself permission to call myself out. It's like, it doesn't matter if your partner is like, you know, you're having a conversation and you're like, oh, I have to take ownership of this. Give me a second. It doesn't matter if he understands it or not. He doesn't need to. It's not his to hold. It's not his responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's so true. Yeah. And there's a difference between like, and what I hear in that is like, it's like full ownership. It's like, it's not his responsibility to understand it. It's not his responsibility to fix it. It's not his responsibility to like do anything differently either, you know? And I think sometimes even when we come, and I will own that I've done this before and, you know, catch myself sometimes that like, even when I own it, there's still like this want or desire for them to hear it and do something differently, mm-hmm. you know, like to hear the need in it or to like do what I think I want them or need them to do, you know, and that part of my survivor self is just like not in full ownership. And there's a huge difference between coming from that place and coming from like, okay, this is my stuff. I'm going to deal with this and be with this and understand it and learn from it. And you don't have to do anything. You're off the hook.
Yeah, you're off the hook. And it's that piece of fully owning it, but also fully embodying who you are, that I was kind of hearing with what you were saying, because it's showing up to the space fully. Mm. Not just when you have the ability to tell somebody your story, but then you expect them to change, expect them to do something different, then you're actually disconnecting from yourself and you're saying, okay, I can't fulfill this need myself. I need you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, hey, like, come over here and like fill my cup for me. It doesn't work like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hate to say it, it doesn't work like that.
No. I love it. You nailed it. That's the exact essence of what I was saying. It's so true. And it makes for such a different and more powerful way of being in relationship, mm-hmm. coming from that ownership. And I remember in my coach training year, them talking about like what 100% ownership looks like. 100% everywhere in your life, everything that's ever happened to you, 100% owning it. And it brings up a lot. It brings up a lot for people. And there's so much more I want to dive into about that. So maybe there's another episode about ownership, but I want to make sure that people, one, know how to get in touch with you and how to experience your magic and what's going on for you too, what you're sharing.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely feel like we could probably do a sequel on this and just talk about ownership for hours. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we got to honor everybody's time. I am, like we said in the beginning of this, I am a business coach and I bring Ayurveda into my practices. I also really love these deep dives. Like, this is the most empowering piece of entrepreneurship, is recognizing yourself, showing up fully, liberating yourself, and through that, watching the ripple effect of the work that you do impact the world and the people around you. Like, that's a gift that keeps on giving. And that's something I'm super connected to. That's a big piece of my message. And I am currently coaching the Soulline Business Academy, which is my signature course, to help people who are ready to make more impact, make more income, and really make a difference in the world. It's an 8-week program and it's open to 12 people. I already started enrollment for the April enrollment. So if anybody who's listening is interested in joining, then I believe there is some information in the show notes to get in touch with me, whether it be through Instagram, email, website. I'd love to support you.
Awesome. Oh God, that sounds juicy.
Oh, it's so fun. We currently have it going on and everyone is just making so many transformations in their lives and living at this whole new frequency. So it's just so exciting for me as a coach to witness the transformation.
Mm, I get that. I really do. Oh my gosh. Katie, thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Thank you for having me. This conversation was incredible and I loved every minute of talking to you.
Me too. As always, it feels really good to like be connected to you again. It's just so sweet. I love it. Yeah. And for all of you out there, thank you so much for joining us. If you have any questions, if you're looking to get in touch with Caitlin or myself, just let us know. The websites and all social media links are in the show notes. But if not, you can find me at lovelivingholistics.com. And there's so many exciting things coming for 2019. Lots of travel and fun places we'll be coming from. So I hope that you all have a wonderful evening and I wish you so much love in your life.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to Love Living Radio, Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com as Emily shares the power of living your life with love and loving the life you live. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit lovelivingholistics.com. That's lovelivingholistics.com. See you next time.